Come on, Superhuman Radio.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Latest testosterone study finds no heart attack risk. In the latest addition to the ongoing debate over the safety of testosterone treatment, researchers report no significant increase in heart attack risk in older men treated with testosterone. The studies published online in the annual's Pharmacotherapy compared 6,355 Medicare beneficiaries treated with testosterone with 19,065 who were not between 1997 and 2005 and showed no increased risk of myocardial infractions in the treatment groups. And there were no differences in the risk in patients in the lower quartiles. Lead author Jacques Berlajon of the University of Texas Medical Branch noted that various potential mechanisms could explain the protective effect, such as by decreasing fat mass, increasing lean body mass, and improving the lipid profile. Testosterone may also possess anti-inflammatory and anticoagulant properties. Patients in the study were over 65 years of age, and testosterone was administered in the form of intramuscular injections. Although gel, patch, and oral formulations of testosterone therapy are now more commonly used than during the study period, noted that if anything, the risk of intramuscular injections would be accepted to be higher due to a greater peak effect. New study reveals how tumors remodel their surroundings to grow. A team of scientists from the Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute has found that the loss of a protein called P62 in the cells and tissues surrounding a tumor can enhance the growth and progression of tumors. The study suggests that therapies targeting the tumor's environment may be as important as targeting the tumor itself. The findings published in Cancer Cell contribute to the increasing acknowledgement that the cells and tissues surrounding a tumor are integral parts of cancer initiation, growth, and expansion. Previously, Moscat and colleagues demonstrated that P62 activation in prostate and lung cancer epithelial cells had tumor-promoting effects. In the current study, his team studied the effects of P62 in the tissue adjacent to the tumor and found it had reverse effects there. More Superhuman news coming up in 60 seconds.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. A switch in Alzheimer's and stroke patients' brains that prevents the generation and survival of neurons. A new study by researchers at Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute has identified a chemical switch that controls both the generation of new neurons from neural stem cells and the survival of existing nerve cells in the brain. The study published in Cell Reports suggests that this chemical switch, MEF2, may be a potential therapeutic target to protect against neuronal loss in a variety of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and autism. In the brain, transcription factors are critical for linking external stimuli to protein production, enabling neurons to adapt to changing environments. Members of the MEF2 family of the transcription factors have been shown to play an important role in neurogenesis and neuronal survival, as well as in the process of learning and memory. And mutations of the MEF2 gene have been associated with a range of neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's and autism. WSU researchers rule out leading hypothesis for miscarriages and birth defects. Washington State University reproductive biologists have ruled out one of the leading thoughts on why older women have increased risk of miscarriages and children with birth defects. The 46-year-old production line hypothesis says that the first eggs produced by females tend to have better connections or crossovers between chromosomes, and that as the woman ages, her eggs will have more faulty chromosomes leading to miscarriages and developmental abnormalities. After counting the actual chromosome crossovers in thousands of eggs, WSU researchers found that those eggs produced early in the fetal stage were no different from those produced later. Faulty chromosomes account for more than one-third of human miscarriages and congenital birth defects, including Down syndrome, and their frequency rises dramatically in older women. Although there was a lot of variation within women and between women, there was no relationship to a woman's age. This has been your Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's entire show is going to be about building muscle, getting stronger, and improving conditioning. The first hour will be joined by Rob Regish to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Paul Carter to talk about lift, run, bang, what constitutes strength training and building the base of strength. But right now, how you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing fantastic, man. How about you?
Good, good. It's glad to hear that. Before we get started, you have another webinar, I've heard. Is that true? Or did you have one already?
Yeah, the first one was just a huge success. Guys loved it. But I'm predicting this one is going to eclipse even that. So the next free webinar is Thursday, July 17th. Time will be announced shortly, and it will be concerning that drink I mentioned here that slaps on muscle and burns fat like no other. You can register today by going to CoachRobRegish.com. This is one that you're definitely not going to want to miss.
There you go. Very, very cool. And free, no less. Okay. Free. And with more free goodies, Rob will answer questions. The first one comes from Frank Bednarz. He says, what do you consider the best training routine? There are so many, and I'm looking for one I can stick to for long term.
Well, you know, it's been said that the best training routine is the one you're not on.
Right.
And there's a lot of truth to that. What that means is as follows. No matter what training stimulus you use, there will come a point in time when your body stops responding. And the key is to stay ahead of your body's adaptation curve and have a small library, right, of known winners waiting in the wings. There are some signs to look for when your training just isn't cutting it anymore and your body is no longer responding. Number one, you dread going to the gym. Two, you're tired, achy, and just have that glass half full attitude. Number three, disturbed sleep patterns. Number four, poor appetite. And finally, five, little interest in all things related to the gym. It is important to point out that the mind, in my experience, gets bored before the body does. So, you know, take pains to look there first. Once you recognize the signs, it's time to take action. And you do that by taking your resting heart rate over let's call it a week off. I know it's difficult for guys to do, but you need to do it because that resting heart rate is going to be eye-opening. And what you will find in most instances is if it comes down 8 or more beats per minute, that's a sure sign you've been overtraining. The new stimulus you pick should be something you haven't tried before or something you haven't used in at least 12 weeks. We have dozens, literally, in the Blueprint Army, and it's simply a matter of coupling them together such that they build upon each other, and we've solved for that too. So do take the time to think this through, because months and years are wasted by those that don't. I don't want that for you nor anyone. So, you know, invest today in planning your future, in building that little training library. I hope that helps, Frank.
The next question comes from Jerry Denning. This, you sound like a big fan of Ecdysterone. Well, it doesn't work for me. In fact, every standalone Ecdy product I've ever used hasn't been worth the money, in my opinion. I have had success with Synthogen and Creatobolin, but those are multi-ingredient formulas. What makes you believe so strongly in Ecdy?
Well, that's a fair question, so I'll do my best to answer it. When I first came across Ecdy, I already had the supporting players down, right? Meaning diet, training, and a good night's sleep. When I added it to that mix in a bulking environment, I didn't notice much. However, cutting was another story. I noticed a huge difference. And you can see this in feedback across the various message boards. The guys who love it are almost always either on a diet or just coming off of one. The key is that the body be challenged by some biological stressor. In this case, an aggressive cut. Without that, the adaptogen, Ecdy, has no stress to adapt to. Now, if you understand how to impose training and dietary stresses, do it without burning out, and then add Ecdy into the mix, you will find that you strike gold. Muscle fullness, fat loss, recovery are all much improved. The other point I'll make is this. You're absolutely correct in that in co-ingesting other ingredients with Ecdy is beneficial. Right? The essential amino acids are a good example. You get all 9. And a quality Ecdy into your system in and around training, and there's a world of difference between either one alone. So don't take my word for it. You know, try it and see with your standalone Ecdy, and then try it with Synthogen. You'll notice. Trust me. In summary, there are some qualifiers to getting the most out of Ecdy. The same can be said of creatine, right? You need to spike insulin to get the good results out of it. And even, for that matter, androgens. I knew a guy in college, right? He claimed he was getting no results from A-bombs and a draw 50. When I questioned him, he wasn't eating any protein, very little, nor quality food. Most of his diet consisted of microwave popcorn. And they asked,
seriously?
That is a true story. It was sad. For a full description of an Ecdy optimal use protocol, you can do no finer than the Blueprint. And I appreciate your question, Jerry. Yeah, the guy was taking A-bombs and he's complaining about not growing.
a lot of people don't realize that if you're using anabolic steroids and you are not eating enough protein or enough cholesterol-based foods, people will be like, well, why is that important? Because a lot of the benefits from anabolic steroids are from their downstream metabolites. And we're talking about cholesterol-based hormones here. And if you're on a low cholesterol, low fat diet and you're using anabolic steroids that are testosterone hormone type based steroids, you're not going to see the benefits that you should see without fat and cholesterol in your diet. It's always shocking to me.
It was news to this guy that, you know, you had to eat. He was training, but it was news to him that you had to eat, and lots of it, in particular protein. Once I sat him down and explained how it increased protein synthesis, I think the light bulb went off. But yeah, he was eating a lot of microwave.
But he was eating protein too, right? He wasn't like just not eating any, he was not just eating, I mean, he was eating tuna and steak and stuff, but he was just figured, oh, I need the calories and I like popcorn.
He was eating very, very small amount of protein. I forget the actual, it was under 100 grams a day. And it wasn't consistent either. So his big issue was what a lot of people run into, which is portability. You know, at the time, there really weren't, there were protein powders out, but they weren't that soluble. And, you know, chicken, steak, turkey, that stuff is, it's, you can do it, but it doesn't travel well. So once I sat him down and explained how to do that, and then a little bit later when the first quality protein powders hit the market, he did better. He did much better.
Before we go into the break, I have to tell you something, and I'm really sad about it.
Yeah.
So I was going to share something on Lane Norton's wall today because I thought he'd get a kick out of it. And I think he unfriended me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I know that a while ago he said anybody who thinks that genetically modified foods are dangerous is probably wearing a tin hat. And he probably knows that I rail against GMO. Not from the standpoint of that they're exclusively and unabashedly dangerous, but we just don't know. And I think, and he even said that anybody who believes GMOs are bad, I'm unfriending because you're an idiot. And I think he unfriended me.
That's a little militant, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I know that he's real strong with his opinions and stuff like that. And it would make me sad to think that, him especially being a scientist, that he wouldn't respect somebody else's opinion to disagree with him.
Yeah.
That's kind of like where science leaves and religion, you know, that's like a religious attitude. Like, no, my God is stronger than yours. So my God's going to help me beat you. You know, it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. And that would make me really sad because I went to post something and it said, add as friend. And I was like, no, I'm already your friend. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Jeez, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe he was cleaning house and he figured I never communicate with him and he just deleted me that way. But anyway, okay, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice ChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, we have a new sponsor called Clearly Filtered. They have the most amazing water filtration products I've ever seen. Rob, they have a bottle. It's a stainless steel bottle that will purify everything. Lake water, stream water. I mean, it's just amazing. And it removes 99% of fluoride and everything else that we hate in our water. And you just fill it up wherever you are. You don't have to go out and buy, you know, bottled water or anything else. And we're going to have them on the show very shortly because it's two brothers that started this company, and their mission is very similar to ours. So it's a very, very exciting opportunity.
Sign me up, man. My son hates the water here.
I was in Nashville the other day for Fourth of July, and the water. I wonder if hotels add additional chlorine above and beyond the chlorine that's added at the municipal level, because the chlorine, the water smelled like Clorox. It really, really did. I was like, I didn't even want to shower in it. Unbelievable. All right. Yeah. Bill Cirilli says, my gym doesn't have a seated calf raise machine, which I know you've recommended for static holds. They did just buy a bunch of Smith machines, shoulder press machines, and treadmills, though. I really want to try those static holds. Other calf tips that you've dropped. Any ideas? Yeah. Get one of your gym friends to lay down on the floor, sit on their back. No, I'm like,
well, you know, ironically enough, there are uses for the Smith machine. You want to set up an adjustable bench just in front of the bar. Let's say in line with the bar, so to speak. Place 2, 10, or even 25-pound plates together and put your toes on top of the plates. Now, grab one of those padded sissies, those pads that the sissies use when squatting. I call them man pawns, and place it over your knees, over the bar, directly over your knees, right where they come in contact with the bar. You'll need it given the weight involved. You want to perform a few practice reps to get the setup down and then lock the bar. Now load that sucker up with as much weight as possible and press off the toes, holding at the top for around 5 seconds. You want to perform 2 such holds with at least 5 minutes rest between sets. You can't do this often, so on off days, I would recommend occluding your calves just below the knee, jack the treadmill.
No. I gotta come back to that. Now, yesterday we talked to a guy who's an expert on blood flow restriction training. He said don't do the calves at the knee area. There's not enough flesh there. You can actually end up causing a complete occlusion. Go ahead to the top of the thigh. It will still work for the calves.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah. We don't want people ending up with thrombosis. Okay.
No.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is after you've done that, jack the treadmill up at the incline as high as it'll go and walk. Just walk. Don't run while doing your cardio. You get a tremendous growth and pump, growth stimulus and pump for the calves.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and you do it while you get your cardio in. So even the dreaded cardio, there's some benefit for the calves.
And it almost makes cardio a body weight movement.
It precisely. You know, and it's, I am just, when I'm done with the workout, or even if it's an off day, you know, the last thing I want to do is cardio. And doubly so for low intensity, steady state cardio. So on those days that I can't do HIIT, I do occlude the calves and get them some work. And I tell you, I feel a lot better after the workout.
Next question comes from Mark Bellevue?
Yeah.
Okay. HMB is making a lot of news lately. What's your take on this stuff? And if it works as advertised, how do you see it fitting into people's supplementation? I don't think it's just HMB, right? It's HMB free acid. It's almost a free form of HMB, different than the calcium form, right?
Yeah. This, needless to say, the research that has preceded its introduction to the market is just astounding, and I'll get into it. And people are just getting their hands on it now. Like John Parker is one of my, he's part of the Blueprint Army, and he's been using it, was using Synthogen. After 10 days, he said, you know, it's not putting a dent in his soreness, but, so he wanted to go back to MPS. However, it's worth pointing out that, HMB free acid studies were done over 12 weeks. And I can say this, if it delivers anywhere close to results seen in these studies, it'll revolutionize the market. Now, bear in mind, that's a big if. For the record, I hope it does work. You know,
we all want supplements that work, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if it works half as well as claimed, it's going to be a breakthrough. So here's what they found. 12 weeks of 3 grams a day had study participants gaining 7 kilograms of lean body mass and losing 5 kilograms of fat. Folks, that's 15 pounds of muscle gained and 11 pounds of fat lost in 12 weeks. And oh, they added 28 pounds to their bench press too. Now, this is just my opinion, but the mode of action would have to be multiple to realize results like this, meaning it would have to have both some sort of pro-anabolic and anti-catabolic qualities, perhaps even upregulating glycogen storage. Because even the strongest anti-catabolics are what I call a passive approach to building muscle. Now, maybe I don't understand it thoroughly, but as a leucine metabolite, I just don't see, you know, how the results that they're getting are possible. But let's say it does deliver. Where's it going to fit in? It'll be in just about everyone's tackle box, that's for sure. Not since creatine will there be such demand for a product. And the pre-launch buzz was massive. MuscleTech is one of the first to be offering a commercial product, and they are all about advertising. So the word's getting out there, and it's going to get out there on a grand scale with those guys advertising it. We will know more inside of a year, perhaps sooner. Until then, I'm going to be watching the logs. Some people are trying it, and I welcome your feedback.
Yeah, I'm interested in it too. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about lift, run, bang, building, what constitutes strength training and building the base with Paul Carter. For those of you who are new to the show, we talk about strength and conditioning because it's part of the longevity prescription. If you don't understand that, you're missing out on a longer, stronger life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. by the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. The next question comes from Jamie Keller. What's your take on 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight? I've been doing this day in and day out for years now. Haven't seen much of a change. Just want to know if I'm missing something.
Yeah, well, you're not missing anything. In fact, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is way overkill, in my opinion. The more accurate recommendation is 1 gram per pound of lean body mass, not body weight. How it became body weight, I'm not sure. I'm sure that falls in line with the triple the dose, hope for the most mentality. Even that isn't necessary, in my opinion. So let's talk about why I feel that way. When you think about protein, you should think about timing and quality, more so than total grams per day. So let's talk about quality first. Know this. most of the protein on the market is absolute crap. Because people buy on price point in cheap way is all too often denatured way. Now, don't take my word for it. Go to Walmart and call the 800 number on their Body Fortress super advanced way.
Have you ever tasted it? Have you ever? I've actually tasted it in Sam's Club one day.
No.
It's disgusting. I don't know how people even use that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you call them, ask them what it's heated to during pasteurization. Okay, unless something's changed, they told me it was 170 degrees.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, they don't mention that on the label. More recently, two of the priciest whys on the market were, it appears that they were outed. Label claim was 21 and 25 grams, respectively.
Do you remember which ones they were?
I want to say it was, one of them was Whey Natural. And the other one was
No. That was. Are you talking about the article that I posted? That was another brand that's made from the same company as Whey Natural. That was One World Whey. They only had 6 grams of protein per scoop, and it was supposed to be 24, I think, or 25 grams of protein.
Yeah. Well, I mean, both of those outfits are out. They're out of stock and have been for a while. So. Yeah. You know, they found, 6 grams of protein and at least 16 grams of sugars and God knows what else. Now, the thing to remember is this. People were paying upwards of 150 plus for a 5-pound tub of the stuff. When you boil it down, it's best to get 20 grams of biologically active whey or whey plus micellar casein post-workout. And perhaps another bolus dose before bed with some fats. Now, coconut oil is a great pick for those fats, but protein consumed at these times will contribute to building muscle. It's going to keep insulin steady, and the amino acids will be spared by the dietary fats to repair and rebuild muscle, exactly what you want them to do. And if you're using that before bed, there are no carbs to suppress GH release. Fastest way, best way to tank your growth hormone levels is go to bed on a belly full of carbs. Now, compare that strategic use to the guy shoveling 25 to 50 grams of whey down his throat every 2 to 3 hours. It's no contest. Even if you both grew the same amount of muscle, you'd win, given you're using, right, a modicum of what he is. What I just told you is hearsay today. In some circles, these are fighting words. It is, however, the truth as I see it. So there it is.
You know, I just got a jug of the protein powder that we will be leading with. And I can tell you, we have a separate entity that is going to check the label claims. I don't think a lot of people bother doing that. It's very expensive.
Huh.
But it keeps your manufacturer in check too. A lot of people, they don't want to know if their product has everything in it because they just want to bring it to market. So anyway, okay, let's move quickly. We have a question from Richard Demet. I finally got around to subscribing to the Blueprint Bulletin. The 10% solution article was worth the price of admission alone. Week 6 and I'm growing out of my wardrobe. No sign of slowing down either. I've got stretch marks, though, and lots of them, mostly where my pecs and delts are, but on my inner thighs, too. Can I do anything about them, and what are you working on now, training-wise?
Yeah. You know, I've always looked at stretch marks like battle scars.
Yeah, they're like your medals of honor, man.
Yeah, man, wear them proud. Having said that, you'll find all sorts of creams, rubs, and such that claim to help with visibility of stretch marks. Most contain vitamin E and other essential oils and differing odds and ends. The truth is they make little difference. Stretch marks in these areas are, as a result of your training, are indicative of your muscle growing fast, real fast. Quite literally, right? Your skin can't keep up. So it rips. Know this, though. Stretch marks do fade with time. And, yes, it takes years. But they will become less noticeable. Shorter term, the best you can do is a deep tan. That's the best solution, in my opinion. If you're going to pursue that, I would recommend using Kentazin Thin to protect the skin. It's outside the context of this answer, but protecting your skin from ultraviolet radiation from the inside out is far superior to the outside in, which is this sunscreen nonsense. In terms of training, what am I working on now? Carl knows. I texted him a week or so back. It is a hybrid training method using three of the most effective training modalities that I'm aware of, and it's all in one shot. I don't have enough user feedback yet on the long-term, right, growth, which is the end game, but the short-term results are in. It results in the most profound pump these guys have ever experienced. I'm betting the growth response follows because the overload and the growth factor concentration this technique generates is intense. And it will be on the way to Blueprint subscribers next month. I just put the wraps on the August issue, and they're getting first dibs on it. Have you tried it yet, Carl?
No, I haven't, but I'm actually switching over to a type of training that will utilize this. I want to throw one thing in real quick for stretch marks. Lots of GLC 2000 and lots of vitamin C. Stretch marks are a result of not enough collagen in the skin to allow it to stretch. So the inner portion of the dermis tears. And as a result of that, think of it the way women think of cellulite. The skin is getting thinner and the collagen can't hold on, so it tears. So the things that can help you are things that build collagen. Glucosamine, chondroitin, vitamin C, and make sure you're getting plenty of real vitamin A in your diet, and you should not suffer from stretch marks to a great degree. I predict that that will stop them from occurring and make even some of the ones you have now less noticeable. So I would try that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells, or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Later on, we're going to be joined by Paul Carter to talk about lift, run, bang, building a base of strength. Very, very important discussion, I can promise you. But right now, we're going to embark on the Blueprint Tip of the Day, which happens to be diosygenin, yay or nay. You love these unique compounds, don't you, Rob? Especially the ones that the Russians have invested so much time and money into better understanding.
It's interesting stuff, and given a lot of lexogenin questions lately, this stuff is in the mix, and that's because lexogenin is synthesized from diosygenin. So let's talk more about it, and I'll bottom line it for you at the end. Lexogenin can be extracted from two plants, those being Smilax siboldi and, surprisingly enough, tribulus. It's incredibly expensive to do so, though, so most companies synthesize it from diosygenin. It's present in the wild yam, and 20 or 30 years ago, thousands of bodybuilders took an extract from Dioscorea esculenta. And that contained the steroid-like, if you will, diosygenin. And lo and behold, a Japanese animal study published just recently in the Journal of Steroid Biochemistry and Molecular Biology suggests that diosygenin does indeed have an anabolic effect. They were wondering whether diosygenin, which does resemble DHEA, boosts muscle cells' glucose uptake, because DHEA does. So they injected 10 milligrams of diosygenin into the small intestine of these diabetic rats. Now, the human equivalent, if you do the math, is about 400 milligrams. It caused the rat's glucose level to go down, and it didn't happen in the animals that had been given no active ingredients, nor did it happen in the animals that were given diosygenin together with an inhibitor of the enzyme 5-alpha reductase. 5-alpha converts DHEA and testosterone into DHT. So that conversion is crucial for the anti-diabetic effect of DHEA, and apparently so for diosygenin.
So what does that tell you about DHT?
What does it tell us about DHT?
Yeah, you know, DHT is frowned upon because, you know, guys who have male pattern baldness are trying to inhibit DHT. Guys who take that powerful DHT inhibitor, finasteride, are haunted for decades of erectile problems, depression.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody thinks DHT is this terrible, dihydrotestosterone. It's linked to prostate cancer. It's linked to balding. It's an important hormone.
And there's a reason why the warnings on the drug ads on TV caution pregnant women from handling the tablets.
Yeah, exactly.
And DHT is responsible for penis growth.
I was just going to say it's a differentiation between the male and the female of the species. If there's no DHT, you're a girl.
Yeah. So it boosted the concentration of DHEA and DHT in the muscles and also in their blood. The increased concentration of DHT in the muscles did not happen in the rats that were given that 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. Diosygenin did activate the anabolic switches, quote-unquote, AKT and protein kinase C in the muscles, thus boosting the manufacture of GLUT4, which is the glucose transporter. So that's how it works. It also stimulated GLUT4 to make its way to the muscle cells, and from there, the muscles absorb more glucose from the bloodstream. They did the same experiment using yam powder, and they gave the rats 1 gram of this powder, and the results were almost identical. They don't know how diosygenin boosts the concentration of DHEA or DHT. It's possible it converts to DHEA directly, or it might activate the activity of the enzymes that are involved in their production. Perhaps most importantly, this study was financed by the Japanese government, not by a supplement company. So here's the bottom line. Bulk diosygenin is out there today. A kilo will set you back for under $100. For the more adventurous, a few outfits overseas sell a sterile product for injection. So if you have a lab animal who's bulking up, and who doesn't, I would call this a worthwhile experiment.
Really? They make an injectable form of diosygenin?
Yeah, yeah. I found an injectable form of it. So, you know, this is one of those items that people look at and unfortunately they dismiss. Now, I'm not saying it's going to work like anabolics, but consider the mechanism of action. You know, it's clearly a pretty potent compound, and even if you don't get the full effect that was seen on these rats, some of this is going to translate. And I would say, you know, the additional glucose in the form of muscle glycogen would be worth it alone.
Pretty cool stuff. Rob, why don't you go ahead and plug your upcoming webinar one more time for those who are tuning in late to the show.
Yeah, if you go to CoachRobRegish.com, you can register today. It is a free webinar, and that's on Thursday, July 17th. That's next week. And it will be covering the drink I mentioned here that slaps on muscle and burns fat like no other. And no, I don't sell any of the ingredients. This is something you can go to the grocery store and get. Universally, it is getting 5 stars across the board from guys that are using it. They're frankly floored at what they're seeing.
I want to go ahead and plug my blog real quick, too, because we have a couple minutes to kill before we go into the top of the hour. I don't know if you've noticed this, Rob, but everybody and anybody is using this term biohacking today in their articles. And it's a new buzzword that attracts a lot of attention, and it's kind of like a pandering statement. You know, if you're biohacking this, biohacking that, people want to know more about it. But the reality is that all of these fitness and health gurus out there are not using the word appropriately. They're just using it to pander, just to get people's eyes on their blog posts. I've got a great blog post today. And listen, I'm the last person to criticize the misuse or inappropriate use of words, because I do it on the show and I have listeners who call me on it, say, hey, Carl, you mispronounced this word. And I say it. I said, you know, I mispronounced this word, and I was told it should be pronounced this way, or I'm misusing a word. I mean, because I am not a guru. I'm not. But nonetheless, those who position themselves as being health and fitness gurus are using the word biohacking just to get you to read their articles when their article really isn't talking about biohacking at all.
I'm confused. What is it?
Okay, so remember on the show we talked about, hey, look, if you want to watch television late at night or you want to play on your iPad late at night, wear blue blocker sunglasses at sundown so the blue light doesn't impede the pulse of melatonin, right?
Right.
That's a little trick that allows you to navigate around diseases of modernity because of our technological adeptness today. So a lot of people call that a biohack. You're fooling your body to avoid the deleterious effects of modern civilization, which we are mismatched for. You got it?
Yep.
But recently, I've seen articles where people have said, biohack your kitchen. You can't biohack your kitchen. First of all, the term biohacking, according to the dictionary, is the activity of exploring genetic material experimentally without regard to acceptable ethical standards or for criminal purposes. But the colloquial use of the word biohack implies human biology is the target of the hacking. So since your toaster oven doesn't have human biology, you can't say, hey, biohack your toaster. Okay? You can't do that. But yet you have all these gurus out there that are telling people, hey, let me show you how to biohack your bicycle. You can't. It's not human. So stop saying it. It's like, and the only reason why they're using the damn term is because when people see biohacking, they immediately go, oh, I got to read this because this is going to give me a secret to helping me stay healthy by altering the way technology and my environment affects my physiology. See, if you break the word biohacking, it's hacking your body. So you can't biohack a toaster oven. You can biohack your body so the toaster oven can't affect your body some way, but you can't biohack the toaster oven. And Elisa pointed out an article the other day where somebody said, biohack your kitchen. And I thought, oh, this is getting absurd now. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's like take some word that has nothing to do mowing the lawn. You mow the lawn on your brain. No, your brain doesn't have a lawn, so mowing your brain doesn't work. It's like stop using the word biohacking where it's not appropriate just to get people to read your articles. That's all. Just a pet peeve of mine.
Well, you know, like you have mentioned many times, there are a lot of posers in our business, so it pays dues to check these people out. To see if they're walking the walk, because there are a lot of people that talk the talk. I know personal trainers and quote unquote gurus, that drink, they smoke, they're out of shape themselves. And you need only look at them. And that says a lot, in my opinion, a real lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like try to find a doctor today that's not moderately obese. It's hard. And that's the person you're taking advice from about your health. Listen, Rob, great show today. Thank you very much for being on the air with us.
We'll see you
next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, Paul Carter's going to join us. He's a big, strong dude teaching other people to be big, strong people. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Latest testosterone study finds no heart attack risk. In the latest addition to the ongoing debate over the safety of testosterone treatment, researchers report no significant increase in heart attack risk in older men treated with testosterone. The studies published online in the Annals Pharmacotherapy compared 6,355 Medicare beneficiaries treated with testosterone with 19,065 who were not between 1997 and 2005 and showed no increased risk of myocardial infarctions in the treatment groups. And there were no differences in the risk in patients in the lower quartiles. Lead author Jacques Berlajon of the University of Texas Medical Branch noted that various potential mechanisms could explain the protective effect, such as by decreasing fat mass, increasing lean body mass, and improving the lipid profile. Testosterone may also possess anti-inflammatory and anticoagulant properties. Patients in the study were over 65 years of age, and testosterone was administered in the form of intramuscular injections. Although gel, patch, and oral formulations of testosterone therapy are now more commonly used than during the study period, noted that if anything, the risk of intramuscular injections would be accepted to be higher due to a greater peak effect. New study reveals how tumors remodel their surroundings to grow. A team of scientists from the Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute has found that the loss of a protein called P62 in the cells and tissues surrounding a tumor can enhance the growth and progression of tumors. The study suggests that therapies targeting the tumor's environment may be as important as targeting the tumor itself. The findings published in Cancer Cell contribute to the increasing acknowledgement that the cells and tissues surrounding a tumor are integral parts of cancer initiation, growth, and expansion. Previously, Moscat and colleagues demonstrated that P62 activation in prostate and lung cancer epithelial cells had tumor-promoting effects. In the current study, his team studied the effects of P62 in the tissue adjacent to the tumor and found it had reverse effects there. More Superhuman news coming up in 60 seconds.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. A switch in Alzheimer's and stroke patients' brains that prevents the generation and survival of neurons. A new study by researchers at Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute has identified a chemical switch that controls both the generation of new neurons from neural stem cells and the survival of existing nerve cells in the brain. The study published in Cell Reports suggests that this chemical switch, MEF2, may be a potential therapeutic target to protect against neuronal loss in a variety of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and autism. In the brain, transcription factors are critical for linking external stimuli to protein production, enabling neurons to adapt to changing environments. Members of the MEF2 family of the transcription factors have been shown to play an important role in neurogenesis and neuronal survival, as well as in the process of learning and memory. And mutations of the MEF2 gene have been associated with a range of neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's and autism. WSU researchers rule out leading hypothesis for miscarriages and birth defects. Washington State University reproductive biologists have ruled out one of the leading thoughts on why older women have increased risk of miscarriages and children with birth defects. The 46-year-old production line hypothesis
says that the first eggs produced by females tend to have better connections or crossovers between chromosomes, and that as the woman ages, her eggs will have more faulty chromosomes leading to miscarriages and developmental abnormalities. After counting the actual chromosome crossovers in thousands of eggs, WSU researchers found that those eggs produced early in the fetal stage were no different from those produced later. Faulty chromosomes account for more than one-third of human miscarriages and congenital birth defects, including Down syndrome, and their frequency rises dramatically in older women. Although there was a lot of variation within women and between women, there was no relationship to a woman's age. This has been your Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. My next guest has a cult-like following around the world. We've received emails from listeners who said, you've got to have Paul Carter on the show. And, well, we listened, and here he is. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, Paul subscribes and promotes a style of training that he loves to call lift, run, bang. I love that. I love it. I'll tell you why I love it. Before, I really didn't bone up a whole lot on your protocol, because I wanted to learn it with the listeners. But are you familiar with, now I'm going to forget his name, Litvinov, the Olympic lifter, Russian Olympic lifter. His last name was Litvinov.
No.
Dan John came on the show and talked about him a couple times. I have a feeling that the way you ascribe people train is probably similar to what he did, and he was a super strong guy at 170 pounds. I mean, he had like a 400 pound clean and press. So, okay, let's get started. Lift, run, bang. Where does it come from? How did you start this approach?
Well, it started like 4 or 5 years ago. And when I first got started, I was actually going to call it functional strength, which is awful and terrible because it's like the worst term known to man. Because nobody can actually define what that means anymore.
Well, and plus the word functional strength is so ubiquitous, it has no meaning any longer.
No, exactly. That's exactly right. So it's very ambiguous. So I kind of wanted to redefine what that meant. And kind of in a nutshell, what I felt like what functional strength was essentially was just to be strong and to be in shape at the same time, right? So somehow I just ended up coming up with, at the time, you know, of course I was lifting. And then, you know, I did a lot of conditioning work, too. And at the time, Jim Wendler and I exchanged, like, a ton of ideas and stuff. So I ended up just coming up with, like, lift, run. And I couldn't, like, think of anything. So it was going to be, like, lift, condition. And I just felt that was too – I wanted it to be, like, snappy, you know, kind of short and to the point. And so I just come up with, like, lift, run. And then I was, like, thinking, like, whatever, like bang. And I was like, oh, well, there it is, like lift, run.
And really does says it all. It's kind of like Emeril Lagasse when he started doing bam, right? It's like, it's whatever it is that you think the culmination of all your actions are to the final effect. Bang is it, right?
That, dude, that's exactly right. Nobody gets that because everybody always asks me what BANG stands for, and I'm like, and I laugh and go, oh, it obviously means sex. But the whole point was it could mean like lift, run, like football, or lift, run, MMA, or lift, run, you know, if you're doing a, like you're training for a powerlifting meet, or just whatever it is you're doing, the whole BANG was a variable.
BANG is a verb in colloquial use today that implies get to your destination with the speed of a bullet. Bang, you're there, right? That's what it really means. Bang, you're there.
Well, now you're stealing my thunder because that actually puts it in a way far better than I just did.
Well, you can use that. That's all. Just say, yeah.
I will absolutely steal that. I'll even say colloquial and everything.
There you go. Well, and I'll accept this part of the interview to send to you. But I mean, it's brilliant. I was like, when I read it, it was like lift, run, bang. That's what we want. We want to lift. We want to do some conditioning work. We want to be able to run. What good is being a big, strong dude if you can't run after a guy and catch him or outrun something? I mean, this is something I'm struggling with now, Paul.
I just got done struggling with it like a few months ago as I spent the off season. I knew I needed to build my mass base a little more, right? Because for a while I thought I was kind of tapped out in terms of size. And so I kind of put the conditioning on a back burner for a bit in order to get bigger. And so I ended up reaching, you know, give or take right out about 290 pounds about 2 months ago. And there was a time I was at a meet helping a client of mine down in Springfield, Missouri. And we were walking across the parking lot to go to a meet. And I actually had to stop halfway through the parking lot to lean against the car. And I knew at that point, I was like, I'm pretty close to needing to be the diet right now.
But the reality is that big guys don't have to be out of condition. Do you know Mike Miller?
Yeah, of course.
Mike's been on, he used to be on the show a lot. He's kind of gone in a different direction with his life right now. But when Mike switched over to MMA, I wrote a press release for him that got like a gazillion hits on SureDog. And everybody looked at Mike and was like, yeah, this big deal. He can squat 1,220 pounds. He's going to gas. What these guys didn't realize is that when Mike was doing the Highland Games and farmers walking the back of a car across the football field, that's a perfect example of conditioning. He had good cardiovascular conditioning. So this illusion that if you want to be big and strong, you can't be conditioned, and if you want to be conditioned, you can't be big and strong is just complete nonsense, right?
It absolutely is because, that's a great point. Look at strong men. I mean, there's different levels of conditioning. You know, MMA fighters or, say, ultra marathon runners have a completely different level of conditioning, but it doesn't mean that you if you're going to be a big, strong guy, that you need to just be a guy that, you know, breathes heavy sitting on the couch. I mean, you should be able to answer your door and not act like you were jumping rope in your attic, okay?
Exactly. So let's get on to the protocol of training for a minute before we go into our first break. Lift, run, bang has several different iterations right now. You've got the big 15. What is the big 15, the strong 15? What is the difference?
The big 15 was how I used to set up like mass training cycles. And I use an over warm-up method. So basically, you warm up to above what you're going to use for your training weights for the day. So let's say you're going to squat with 400 for reps. You'll end up working up to, say, a top single at, say, 450 or 460, and then go back down to 400 before you do your working sets.
Yeah.
And the whole reason I called it 15 was because if you add up 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's 15. I wasn't smart enough to come up with anything, you know, more funny or complex than that.
Right.
So the strong 15 was a peaking cycle that a lot of people have used with really good success. And it uses the same methods, an over warm up, and then you do your back off work for a certain amount of volume relegated to intensity. So those were the two main methods I ended up starting out with.
And so that was the beginning of your training paradigm, right?
Those were the two principles that I initially, I kind of forged myself like through years and years of training and figuring out what works. And both through my own anecdotal evidence, through stuff that I read, and then things that I developed over the years. And that's kind of how I came to develop those different types of approaches. So, yeah, I mean, that was initially what I started writing about and what I developed. And the Strong 15 has taken shape differently as I've gone through the years and kind of, you know, as you learn and get older and go through cycles. And you can always make something a little bit better. But every iteration I've made of it has been successful for people because there's a short cycle and there's a normal cycle. The normal cycle is like 9 weeks, and then the short cycle is like 5 weeks. And the reason I created the short cycle was because if you, let's say you've been training up to a point and you're already feeling strong and good, well, the 9-week cycle had kind of a 3-week break-in period. And then the short 15, the short cycle, is 5 weeks for, say, guys who already feel like they're at a good starting point and already have a good base in place.
Okay. But then you, another iteration takes into account aging, I have a feeling. You have Strength, Life, Legacy, and 365. What is that?
Strength, Life, Legacy was more like an accumulation of all the stuff that I've learned up to that point, and it covered everything from, like, technique to different routines and, you know, specializing and then prehabilitation and rehabilitation and just it basically everything I figured I could cover. It took a long time to write. Lift Remain 365 was kind of a on-the-whim idea that I decided for people who didn't compete, but they still wanted to be strong, and they wanted to be in shape, and they wanted to get bigger, so forth and so on. So it was basically a plan that I ended up arranging that was a year long and 52 weeks for cycles, for training cycles, that each concentrated on different phases depending on what you wanted to do.
Now, all of the training protocols that you design are based on the premise of a specific base of strength. You talk about strength bases. Explain that.
Well, what I mean by like strength bases is that let's say you take somebody who's only been training for like a year or 2 years or something, right? And they can take a week off or, you know, 10 days off and they come back and they generally are like, man, I'm really weak right now. You know what I mean? Like they, you know what I mean? They can say, well, I've really regressed over a short period. But if you take a guy who's put in a long period of time and a lot of work, then he has what I call like a certain base level of strength that he's built over those years. And he can take a week off and come back and sometimes be stronger. I mean, we've both seen that, right? And
absolutely.
So, yeah. And so what I mean by base building is, or building strength levels of like base levels of strength or base levels of mass, is that you put in the work for a long enough period of time in the right kind of way that you establish a certain base of strength that's kind of there with you most all the time.
Okay. Then this was first discussed on this show. On the Get Strong show with Coach Wade Johnson and Brandon Lilly. You know, Brandon is a strong believer in having a base of strength. Brandon is a strong believer in, you don't go in and just pull the 600-pound deadlift on your max PR day. You got to do it every week. That's got to be your base of strength. You got to be able to execute those big, heavy lifts with some form of regularity. Do you subscribe to that as well?
Yes, I mean, I do. And that's Brandon and I kind of use, and you know, Brandon's my buddy, but Brandon.
I didn't know that before this interview.
Yeah, Brandon and I pretty much talk daily or every other day. So, what Brandon and I kind of talk about that, Brandon phrases it a little different than I do, but it's the same. We're talking about the same thing. And that's basically like you're talking about, like, you know, and one of the terms I use is EDM, and I call it an everyday max. And it's something that you can go in and do no matter how bad you're feeling, but you
right.
can still hit that certain level of weight, okay? And that's generally what you want to base your training cycles around, because when you base your training cycle around, say, like a true max, well, a true max is what I call more or less like a floating weight, because sometimes it's there and then sometimes it's not. And you, it's tough to base like your training around a max that may not be there. And a lot of people circumvent this process by using stuff like auto-regulation. But I prefer to have like numbers that are kind of put in place, so that way you can see that number moving up on a certain amount of time over, you know, a basis of time. And so that way you know that progress is occurring. So kind of one of the things I think about in that way is that if your base level of strength moves up, then let's say you need to prepare for something, right? You need to put in a work to prepare for something, whether it's strongman or you're going to do a meet or whatever. Well, if your base level of strength has risen, then your peak level of strength has risen. And then, but you didn't need to constantly test your peak
right.
level of strength to see if it was there.
Right. And this is a really important point, because a good friend of mine used to tell me, look, If all you ever do is bench 225 and you can do more sets and more reps, chances are your max lift goes up too. So this notion
right.
that you have to constantly be testing that outer limit of the max lift in order to get stronger is really flawed. And if your base strength, if your 80% of one rep max is, let's say in a deadlift, is 400 pounds,
and all you ever do is your 80%, and that 400 pounds becomes 450, you can bet your bottom dollar that your top lift went up as well. But we have to take a break. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Paul. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Paul Carter. His website is Lift Run Bang. They're hyphenated. Lift-run-bang.com. You can get his books, read his blogs. Super strong dude with a cult following. You'll see why when you get to his website. Check it out. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. building superhumans one person at a time. You know, we are now syndicated through Genesis Communication, and I know that there are some AM and FM radio stations that will be picking up the show soon, and some people will tune in and they'll go, oh, these guys are talking about weightlifting. I don't care about weightlifting. Well, let me tell you something. If you're not doing some form of resistance training, if you're not building strength, you're missing out on one of the key components of the longevity prescription. You are not going to live a long life unless you live a strong life. And this goes double for women, because women outlive men by 7 to 10 years. But the kids put you in a nursing home as soon as you fall getting out of a chair a couple times. Oh, Mom, you can't live by yourself. Well, let me tell you something. Who do you want to learn how to be strong from? From somebody who's barely stronger than you, or from a guy who makes a living lifting and teaching people to lift heavy weights like Olympic lifters and power lifters and bodybuilders? And that's why we have experts like Paul Carter on the show. Because if you want to really squeeze every drop of life out of your life, you better be strong to the end. Muscle is metabolic currency. So don't focus on just saving cash in the bank. Well, all that money will go to a nursing home to change your diapers for the last 10 years of your life. Oh, anyway. So, Paul, talk about yourself for a little bit, just in case people aren't aware of who you are. How did you come into the realm of physical culture? And you have been a competitor as well, right?
Yeah, I've been competing for a while now. I actually started lifting. I'm 39 now, 6 months away from being 40. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that, so...
Wait until you're 56 like me, brother.
you, right there, you just made a joke about women living longer than men. I think that men die early out of self-defense.
That's funny. That's funny.
I started lifting when I was 14. I actually went to Albany, Oregon to take martial arts out there with a guy who specialized in a certain style. And he got me started, and I actually ended up writing a really long ode to this guy, because I really do owe a lot of why I got started and why I stayed in it to him. And
What's his name? Give him a shout out. What's his name?
His name is Rob Baskew, and he still teaches Tokuru Ryu Ninjutsu up in the Oregon area. In fact, I think he has two dojos up there now still. And Rob's actually on my Facebook. We were able to find each other again. And he was pretty blown away by the fact that I had stayed with it and gotten as far as I have and stuff like that. And he was pretty blown away about the fact that I gave him so much credit in terms of, like, getting started and, owed so much of that, you know, that genesis to him. So
right.
He got me started. I was actually living with him and his parents. He was just starting up his school. His school was actually in his parents' basement at the time, but they had, like, a really massive home. They were pretty well off. And I lived with him. I lived on, like, the fifth floor of their house. Like I said, they were pretty well off. And he would come get me up for, like, breakfast. And then, like, the first day I was there, like, okay, we're going to go train. And we would go train, and we would do literally, like, it was like the old Arnold split, right? Like the one you read out of, like, Arnold Encyclopedia.
Right.
And that's exactly what it was. So we would go and train, like, chess for, like, 2 hours in the morning, and then we'd eat lunch. And then we'd eat lunch and go back to the gym and do, like, back for, like, 2 hours. And that was day one. And the next morning, I woke up and was literally paralyzed.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't move. Like, literally could not move. So, I mean, you take a guy who's never trained at 14 years old, you know, pretty sedentary at the time, and take him from, you know, doing nothing at all to training chess for 2 hours. And I was so weak, I remember I could barely bench press the bar. Like, he had to actually give me assisted reps with just the empty bar. That's how weak I was.
Yeah. Well, you were young. You know, we all start somewhere.
Yeah, I was 14 and 98 pounds. So
wow.
We all have those stories, right? We were all shrimps at one point.
That's right.
Both of us.
That's right.
So the next day I woke up, I was paralyzed, and he's like, you know, goes to wake me up, and I literally can't get out of the bed, and him and his mom have to help me out of bed. And he's like, well, we got to go train again today. And I can't move. So he had this real big Toyota step-side truck. And so I was probably only like 5'8 at the time, so I had to reach up, which was awful. You know, you imagine how your chest and back are like as sore as they've ever been. But I had to reach up and, like, pull myself up into the truck. I mean, it was just agonizing. And we'd go in, like, the next morning, and then we'd train legs for, like, 2 hours. And then we'd go to lunch, and we'd come back, and we'd train, like, arms for, like, 2 hours. And, of course, then the next day, it would be just as bad all over again. And then I was spending 5 or 6 hours every day in the afternoons doing martial arts. So I was literally getting kicked and hit and thrown around like being as sore as you've ever been.
Wow. So, talk about it. So I'm surprised that didn't make you just walk away.
I didn't have a choice. I was living with him at the time.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't escape. It was a really rough period in my life. My parents had split, and my best friend, who had been my best friend since I was really little, had just gotten killed. And I was really, really struggling. Just, you know, it was just a really dark time in my life. And I played music for a lot of years, and I had a drum set. How I ended up getting out there was I pawned my drum set and all my cymbals. And I actually rode a Greyhound bus for 4 days to get out there all by myself at like 14 years old.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, from Mississippi.
You really wanted it.
I really wanted it, and I really wanted to get away, and I ended up spending the summer there. And I honestly, and I don't know if everybody has like this moment where they can remember when training really took hold. I don't know that everybody has that moment, but I do, and it's kind of funny. I was such a runt up to that point, and I was like in the kitchen one day, like, and his Rob's mom was like hassling me, you know, like hitting me and, you know, like pushing me around and stuff. And I ended up literally, and this is the funniest story ever, because I'm only like 14, I ended up like flexing my arm to like, you know, don't mess with me. And I actually saw my bicep for the first time ever in my life.
That was it. You were hooked.
Oh, dude, I tell you what, I can still remember that moment like it was yesterday, because I remember growing up, you know, all the other dudes, you know, like flex their arm and, you know, marvel at each other's bicep. And I would never take part because I didn't have one. So that moment where I was like, this had like, you know, it's like that epiphany that, you know, this actually really works. This does something. And that moment was like, I absolutely couldn't, you know, change how I felt. I didn't care about the soreness at that point. I didn't care about getting beat up. I was just full in at that point.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty special that I can remember that, because like I said, not everybody always knows. Some people do. Some people may remember the first time they hit a certain PR or lift, or when they first saw changes in their body or whatever.
The deadlift did that for me. I mean, I was starting to squat heavier and heavier, but nothing made me feel like a sense of achievement, a sense of control on my physical stature, or really... when the deadlift made me feel like King Kong, I felt like, you know what? If I could pull this weight off the ground like that, then I am somewhere outside of the average person out there. And
yeah,
that was it for me. When I saw it, and I remember I didn't deadlift for years. And my good friend Jeff Rui, who was a Army Ranger and owned a powerhouse gym here in town, where a lot of famous, I mean, Dave Bautista trained there when I was there. I remember him saying, you know, I never see you deadlift. And I said, I don't know how. And he goes, come on, I'll teach you. And he showed me. And I scraped my shins so bad. I said, oh, that sucks. And he looked at my shins. He goes, no, you're doing it right. He goes, you're doing it right. And I'll never forget that. I thought, I'm never going to do this again. This sucks. But I got hooked on deadlifting, and it became, and actually, I mean, I tore two hamstrings last year. So it was really my favorite lift, but I haven't been doing it lately again. We have to take a break to get back on clock. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the pause in the bench press for a second, because you talk about this being the ego destroyer. There's a lot of guys out there who feel they can bench heavy until they add a pause into the mix. We're talking with Paul Carter. He's got a group of great books at his website, lift-run-bang.com. That's how it should be, baby. You should lift, run, and bang. You're there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The UK is known for its Queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Just waiting for the bass to drop in. Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Carter. His website is Lift Run Bang. Those are hyphenated words, lift-run-bang.com. He has a cult-like following, and you can see why. Because he's a very, very cerebral, strong guy who puts a lot of thought into how to become strong. A lot of people don't think about it. They just train. Whether they make progress or not, they don't think about it. But Paul does, and he's teaching other people to be strong with less effort. Let's not say less effort. That's the wrong thing to say, isn't it, Paul? The correctly applied effort. Correctly applied effort. How about that one?
Yeah, it's like smarter effort. Train smarter, not always harder, but you still got to train hard.
Well, and that's where the pause comes in. Sometimes you're stuck at a plateau. And you're about to change programs, and program hopping is a mistake. When doing something like the pause at the bottom of a lift could be all you need to spark new growth. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and I think that's a really great point is that Alex Viad, I don't know if you know who Alex is, but no. You should have him on here. You should have him on here, too. He's a ultra marathon runner who also squats like 700-plus pounds.
Wow.
So... yeah, he's quite the specimen. He's that exception everybody writes about. So, but we, yeah, what your Alex made this point a while back, and he said a lot of times people, you know, they get stuck or plateau, and they think they need to overhaul everything. And oftentimes, it just takes changing one or two things here and there to kind of get you moving again. And you talked about the pause and the bench and
I do all basically all my benches anymore. Every rep, every set pause at this point.
And you talk about that when you start doing this, it could actually destroy your ego because people don't realize that the preloading effect of coming down with the weight, and then those guys who love to tap it on their chest and bounce it off their sternum, really is like magic fingers times 10. When you stop it at the bottom and have to restart, that's a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, once you take the myostatic reflex out of the movement, I mean, it doesn't take it completely out because obviously the pectorals and everything are still in a stretch position. But once you take that part, the momentum out of the bottom part of the movement, now it's up to you basically to overcome inertia, to reverse that process, to get the bar moving again. And a lot of guys don't realize, you know, once you bring the bar down and give it that light touch and go back up, well, now if you bring it down to pause it, maybe that guy can't even make that lift anymore, whereas before he made it look easy.
Right. So here's a great example, right? You know, I look at training like driving a standard shift. You don't want to shift too late, and you don't want to shift too early. You want to shift right in the sweet spot of your power band. And
right,
that's going to give you the most power and the most progression the fastest. And learning the tricks before shifting, what I call shifting in training, could be going up in weight to try to start adding pounds to the bar. Well, before you add pounds to the bar, you should execute and exhaust every opportunity to gain greater strength at that weight. If you're getting to the point where, oh, my goal is to do 15 reps with this weight, and you're doing 15 reps, then back down and try doing 15 paused reps. You'll find that you can only do 4 or 5. Now go back to 15 that way. You're going to be super strong when you come to shift that gear now. What do you think of that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely right. That's a lot of what I try to do with training as well. I try to, instead of adding more moving variables to it, I try to adjust it in exactly that kind of way. And I'll do that with, like, volume, too, or speed. And one of the things I do with speed, for example, is, and Brandon and I actually talked about this a few times, is let's say, you know, you can hit 500 for a triple in the squat, but that fifth one is like a real grinder. Well, when you get to where the third one is a grinder, when you get to where you can do 500 and that third one is easier and then easier and easier, did you get stronger? Yes, of course you did.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to necessarily grind out, do more reps. You didn't have to change anything. Sometimes you can set, make a landmark. So, okay, I can do 400 right now, or I can do 400 for 5. But I want to be able to do 400 for like 4 sets of 5. Okay, there's so many different ways you can play with this.
Right.
You know, I manipulate volume and intensity that way, and obviously what I mean by intensity is percentage of one rep max. So, like, with a lot of my clients, I'll have them do, like, their overwarm-up, like I talked about earlier, and on advance, I'll have them do 5 sets of 8. And it's usually with about 75% of their everyday max, like I talked about earlier, and they can almost never get 5 sets of 8 at first.
Right.
And this is a pretty cool thing to watch with my clients every week and every month. Well, I'll have them do their over warm up. So let's just kind of arbitrarily throw out numbers. So they'll say like do 225 for a single on bench, and then I want them to do 5 sets of 8 with 175. After that, well, they can't make all 5 sets of 8. They'll do like 8 and then get 8, and then it'll be like 7 and then like 5 and 4.
Right.
And then every week as they get stronger and they're able to get more sets of 8, that top single at 225 gets faster and faster and faster and faster. And it's kind of a neat thing to watch, right? Because, like, the first week, like, they'll get the 225, but, it's not fast, but it just kind of creaks through. And then by the time they're getting all 5 sets of 8 with that 175, that 225 looks like an empty bar. It just flies.
Amazing.
And
you're not really increasing their max lift at this point in time either.
No, what's funny is like, when we'll go to do testing, some guy will – I have this happen all the time with my clients. It's just hilarious. They'll say, I've been after this goal for like 2 years. I had a guy that had been trying to squat 405 for 2 years, and he squatted 405 after 12 weeks, and he did it easy. And all I did was adjust his training each week based on the speed I saw out of those variables. And never once did we overreach. He never missed a single lift in the entire 12 weeks, not a one. Everything, he hit everything. But we just manipulated how fast he could perform that over warm-up and then how much volume and how many reps he could get on his back off work.
And it really is cool to watch because I have guys like, I had a guy that just re-upped with me like this past weekend. And he said, I've made more progress with you over the last 9 weeks than I've made over the last 9 months. And I've had guys trying to peak for meets and then hitting what they wanted to hit in a meet as their warm-up sets before the meet even comes around.
Wow.
And it's pretty, it's really fun to watch because how excited they are. And I get guys that are like, man, I haven't, you know, they actually have fear. And I don't know, a lot of people understand this, but have fear come back into your training because certain weights will instill fear in you when you go to lift them. And they'll have that fear brought back in their training. They're like, I haven't squatted this much in like 2 years, or I haven't benched this in 3 years or whatever. And then they just do it and it's easy and they can't believe it. But it's one of the reasons why I stay away from testing a lot. I don't have really have guys test. I have them train. That's what you should be doing. You made that point earlier. You don't need to go into the gym and test all the time. You're supposed to be in the gym for your training.
Right. Now, would you say that the pause at the bottom of the squat and letting the bar come to a complete dead stop on the floor would be the equivalent advanced techniques in the squat and the deadlift?
I don't know that. Now, with the deadlift, beginners should do all dead stop reps. In fact, I think everybody should do dead stop reps on the deadlift. I know there's a decent argument for both sides, but if you're trying to build like your maximal strength in the deadlift with what you can pull, you should pull all your reps dead stop. If you're trying to use the deadlift a little more as a mass builder, I can see why guys might use more of a touch and go kind of movement because it keeps a little bit more tension throughout. With the pause squat, though, it's definitely not something I would have beginners do. Definitely, I think it's more of an advanced movement or intermediate to advanced. And it reinforces technique a lot, teaches you how to stay tight, teaches you how to explode out of the hole well. I mean, it's a really great move, and it's been brought back the last few years where it kind of fell out of favor when gear lifting was a bigger deal than raw lifting because obviously there's no need for a pause squat. But if you'll remember back in the day, back in the 80s and stuff, the pause squat was a huge part of pretty much all powerlifters.
That's right. Hey,
I mean, yeah.
We have to take our last commercial break to stay on this clock here. So just sit tight, and we'll be right back with more of Paul Carter. Stay tuned.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
J.R. Sean Kingston. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why.
Welcome back. We're talking with Paul Carter. His website is lift-run-bang.com. Some great blog posts. One of the things you'll find out about Paul from reading his blogs is that he's brutally honest about himself, how he feels about things. You have to have respect for somebody like that. In the blog post, part of the Lifer series, part 5, I will not care what anyone else can do. You talk about motivation. You talk about some people use anger to drive their progress. But you've gone all around this globe with these feelings and emotions. What did you learn?
Generally, as far as like motivation goes, one thing I feel like I figured out is motivation can be such a waning factor. And that is, people often derive motivation from external resources. And the problem with that I found is that the motivation they find from those things will eventually wane and then dissipate completely. So what you have to eventually do is you have to make simply getting better as a part of who you are. And that's what will drive you and will stay with you. Whereas, you know, it's real big now for like women or men or whatever to put up like what they call these fitspiration posts, or they, you know, put up these memes or whatever.
Yeah.
That talk about, you know, like, you know, get better, or, you know, like, you know, never quit, or, you know, whatever they are. They're always kind of weird.
Right.
And my big thing with that is that, and I made a joke about this one time in my bag. I loved it. I said, nobody ever saw a inspirational fitness meme and change their life. And I mean, it's really the truth.
Right.
You know, it might stick with you for a minute or so, but I guess the other part, and anger sort of applies the same way, right? Like, something can make you angry. You can be pissed off about something, but that eventually wanes too, right?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like trying to be out to prove people wrong. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is never set out on a course to prove someone else wrong about your ability, because oftentimes what will happen is if you fail, they'll say, I told you so. And then if you prove them wrong, the truth is they really won't care.
Right. And then you don't own your own success.
That's absolutely right. If you're not doing it because it's a personal conquest of your own, it will be completely unfulfilling.
And, you know, we see this, the short-term version of this, the myopic version of this, is the kid who tunes into the show, and I get these, right before spring break. He's like, hey, I want to go on spring break. I want to put on 6 or 5, 6 or 7 pounds of muscle and get ripped. How can I do it? And, you know, the answer is, well, start now for next spring break. It's like, you know, because that guy
even if he could do that, after spring break, his motivation to be in shape is gone, and he's going to just become a couch potato again. It's like, that, why are you letting external things make drive such important decisions to be strong? It's not, that's not what it should be. It should be, the goal should be being strong. It should be your own personal PRs and your own personal success at what you're doing.
That, and that's really the only way that you'll have complete fulfillment about those things, is if you just make it a personal goal or a personal conquest. But when it's driven by those kind of things, it's very temporal. And it's never going to have the kind of fire, the kind of passion behind it, is if you make it something that's personal to, and when I say obviously personal to yourself sounds kind of redundant, but what I mean by that is you can take something personal because you feel slighted by someone else, or you feel like someone else made you feel lesser. But the problem is, like I said, it's always going to wane. So you have to find a way to just wake up that, you know, one day and make part of your life ideology that, look, this is just a part of who I am now. And whether I'm competing or not competing, getting better is just part of what I do and who I am. And then it's lasting and successful.
Are you finding more and more people who just want to be strong like a competitor but don't have any desire to compete?
Yeah, and that's exactly one reason why I wrote 365, was because a lot of people say that. A lot of people say, in fact, when I do seminars, you know, pretty much everybody that when I get there, one of the first questions I ask is, what do you want to learn? What do you want to get out of the seminar? And what is it you want out of training? And without a doubt, the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth is, I just want to get stronger. And not everyone's going to compete, but everyone eventually wants to get stronger. I mean, nobody ever started lifting weights to get weaker.
Right, right. And I think that more, you know, the medical orthodoxy is starting to recognize the importance of the acquisition and maintenance of muscle as we get older to mitigate diseases like diabetes and so on. And more importantly, we now recognize that when we look at primitive cultures that we're always enamored with, we find out that they're much more active than us. Then their elderly people tend to be stronger and more robust than our elderly people. And so I think there's a renaissance coming. You know, Eugene Sandow was installed by the King of England to be the kind of overseer of health and fitness in the UK at one time. That pissed a lot of doctors off. But the King of England saw that Eugene Sandow epitomized what health and longevity had to offer. He was strong. He was healthy. He was virile. He was agile. He was all the things that we consider youthful, but he was older. And
right.
I think that there's a renaissance coming with this, with 29 million plus known diabetics, another 80 undiagnosed diabetics waiting in the wings. The number of obese people, the number of people with diseases related to inactivity, the wrong diets and so on. It's starting to happen now. People are starting to go, you know, I think that this isn't working. So what haven't I been doing? Well, I haven't been lifting weights. I haven't been focusing on those esoteric, you know, issues of vanity, like putting on muscle. Wait a minute. Maybe there's some magic to that. I really think there's a renaissance coming.
Yeah. And I think, and this is probably going to piss a lot of people off, but I mean, I do that a lot anyway, so I don't care. But I think that's one of the reasons why that CrossFit has become such a big deal too.
Yes.
And it's because people can go in and yeah, it's not specific. Look, I got it. It's not specific enough. It's not, you know, basically there's, you know, all these problems associated with CrossFit. But the one thing that it does do really well is that it does introduce people to the barbell. It introduces people to a level of conditioning. And whether or not you agree with the paleo diet or the cult behind the paleo diet or whatever, it does at least introduce a level of eating that is healthy. And we're, you know, regardless of any problems people have with cult like paleo people, the paleo diet itself is a very healthy diet.
Absolutely.
And all of those things in and of themselves are a great thing for society as a whole. Now, it doesn't mean that, yeah, CrossFit couldn't be made better or couldn't be, you know, they couldn't fix things about it or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. A lot of the complaints about CrossFit are can be legitimate.
Yeah, they're not about you going into your CrossFit box and sweating your nads off doing a hard workout. They're more about the political side of that. And if you have nothing to do with that, who cares?
You know? Yeah, exactly. And there's plenty of people that get into CrossFit. Lots of people, and this is something maybe people don't think about, somebody that might get into CrossFit might eventually say, oh, this powerlifting stuff looks fun.
Or better yet, Olympic lifting, right? A lot of times when they get into CrossFit, right, they go, well, I've got to perfect my clean and press, or I've got to, you know, perfect my snatch. They're going to go to an Olympic lifter and say, teach me how to snatch properly.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I'm saying, is that anything that introduces more people to the barbell and introduces more people to healthy eating, I mean, that's a good thing. It doesn't mean everything about it is perfect, but it's like you're saying, one of the things I think there always tends to be in a society, and you can look at this over culture, is there always tends to be a swinging of the pendulum once it gets too far from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get there, like you said, with the obesity problem that we have. And then now you see, you know, more people are getting involved in things like CrossFit, and there's, you know, there's more things like, and everybody puts down on all these other things because they're not, you know, they're not macho or whatever. Like, if you're an obese person and you just want to do Zumba and you lose 50 pounds doing that, that's awesome.
God bless you, right.
Yes, I mean, it's better than being overweight.
Than not doing it. That's right.
Than
that's
not
right.
doing it at all. And I always, you know, and I've made jokes about that stuff before, but at the core of what I believe is doing something is better than nothing at all, and then being a part of the society that where, you know, we see such a decline in health and we see such a rise in obesity and people not understanding how to eat properly and people not moving very much. And it's like you said with our ancestors, they all had very hard physical labor jobs, and that was what their exercise was.
Right. Right. Well, they didn't need gyms because they had farms. Hey, Paul, right. we've got to pull the plug on the interview. It's really been great having you on the show. We'll definitely have you back on the show. Go to Paul's website. It's Lift Run Bang. It's hyphenated. Lift-run-bang.com and show him some love. Thanks for being on the show today, Paul.
Dude, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. And we also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Of course, go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about his upcoming webinar, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.